Well, I'm going to be holding a press briefing this morning in Kampala. Yesterday, Sunday, I had a very nasty experience when I was making my way to attend the opening ceremony of the African Union Summit. I had received an official invitation, and I went into the conference center and got all my security clearance. And I was given a piece of paper indicating that I was cleared, my vehicle was cleared, and I was cleared. And then as I went to the final gate, the gate that opened into the conference grounds, I handed my clearance paper to the security people. After we said, you must stop here. We need to clear you. And I said, but I've been cleared. And they said, no, you wait here. We need to get clearance concerning you. And they went to and fro. They were on the phone speaking to, I suppose, their superiors and other political authorities. And I sat there in my car for 2.5 hours until the ceremony for the opening of the conference started. And I then turned back and drove back into the city without attending the conference. But something even more extraordinary happened as I was waiting there and being essentially given the runaround. The security men standing by me, guiding me in effect, they urged three drivers behind me. Gated three drivers behind me to come and ram into my vehicle, to hit my vehicle from behind. I kept hearing them say, do it, hit it, you know, run into this vehicle. And we took down the plate number for the two vehicles that hit the back of my car and then brushed aside and went into the conference room. Up to this moment, my car is damaged at the back. And we've made a recorded statement at the police. Now, the two vehicles turned out to have plate numbers that belong to State House. That is to say, they belong to the presidency. The third vehicle, we couldn't take down the plate number, but we were able to take down the identity with a hired vehicle by the government for the conference. So not only was I held and prevented from going into the conference, and held for 2.5 hours, for whatever reason, they also organized to ram into, to hit my car from the back, and to damage my car from the back.
Did you report this incident to the authorities, and what was the reaction?
Well, I actually was able to get the telephone number for the chief of police, for the Inspector General of Police, General Kaiora. I telephoned, and he picked the phone, and when I identified myself, he then switched off the phone. And subsequently, I tried to reach him, and there was no further answer. I also tried the chief of the army. I got his number from somebody, but there was no answer on his line. When I turned back into the city, my colleagues went with the car and recorded a statement at the police station.
Were you giving any specific reasons why you were prevented from going to the ceremony that you said you were invited to?
Absolutely nothing, except to say that they needed clearance from the authority. And I assume this means the political authority. It means, I suppose, Mr. Museveni, and the coterie around him, because certainly the regular security, there are various security stops, and we had been completely cleared. The vehicle was cleared. I and my aide were cleared, and were given a piece of paper indicating we were cleared. And everybody else presented this piece of paper at this last entrance, and they would then be waiting onto the ground and told where to park. myself and my vehicle, which was stopped right by the gate, and we remained there for 2.5 hours.
You are also complaining about, some court cases. What is it?
Well, several weeks ago, following my appearance at a radio talk show in which I made some comments and criticized the government, Mr. Museveni ordered the Criminal Investigation Department to serve me with summons directing me to report to the CID headquarters, the Criminal Investigation Department headquarters, to be interrogated. I declined to go to CID headquarters because nothing in the law requires me to do that, and because I had committed no crime whatsoever. Subsequently, a second summons was served on me. The first summons said I had committed a crime of libel or defamation against Mr. Museveni. The second charge said that I had committed a strange, exotic new crime that Mr. Museveni has put into the law books called the crime of promoting sectarianism. Don't ask me what it means. So I was charged with that, and again, I was directed by Museveni to go to the Criminal Investigation Department, and I refused. Since that time, I've not heard anything, but just on Friday, the police turned up at my offices with summons to appear before the court, on the 3rd of August in the town of Lera, which is where the radio station on which I appeared is located. I was not in my office, but my chief of staff gave an appointment for the police officer to come back this morning at 10 a.m. I will be in the office so that he can serve me with the summons. I have not read the details of the summons, but I understand that it is to do with the same alleged crime, meaning the crime of libel against Museveni and the crime of promoting sectarianism, both of them emanating from my remarks criticizing the government and a radio talk show.
Will you be going with your attorneys, and what are your expectations?
Yes, I have a team of lawyers, and of course, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I would not obey Mr. Museveni's directive, completely illegal. I would not assist him to break the laws of Uganda by turning up at the CID headquarters. But I have no problem going to a court of law. In fact, I look forward to laying out the facts concerning Mr. Museveni's corruption, concerning the atrocities he committed in Luero, concerning the genocide he committed in northern Uganda. I look forward to laying out the facts concerning these records before the court of law. Now, in the intervening period, my lawyers had applied to the Constitutional Court challenging these provisions of the Penal Code, and the matter is still pending before the Constitutional Court. So we would need to have clarification on that, whether a lower regular court, a magistrate court, can take up the issue of the two alleged crimes while our challenge is pending before the Constitutional Court. Either way, in principle, I have no difficulty whatsoever appearing before a court of law and defending myself, but also laying out for the Ugandan people and for the court of law the crimes Mr. Museveni has committed, and elaborating on what I said at the radio